Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
You know, you hear Eric's voice on the radio every single weekend, and maybe you've even seen his face on some advertising in the area. Maybe you have people who work with Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. But today, we're going to get to know him even more. And if you would like a more personal face-to-face chat, then give Eric and his team a call. Let me get to that phone number, 800-454-1184. What you can do is call this number for a complimentary visit, 800-454-1184. The other thing you could do is text the word toolbox to this number and you'll get the toolbox. It has the book that Eric has written, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth, plus other educational materials. Really cool things for retirement. Eric and his team have worked really hard on this. They help retirees have that remarkable retirement. And gosh, they've been doing this for over 30 years. So check them out yourself, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a different take here. We're just going to go over how I got into this and why I do what I do. So,
Very good. So let's just start with your background, how you got started, even at a young age. How did you get involved in the financial services?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was always kind of interested in money. I had a checking account when I was 14, mainly so I could buy those good old Columbia records. Always was working usually two jobs, just because I like to have money and like to have stuff and do things. And so, when I was going to Santa Clara University, I was going with a finance degree, and I did actually an internship doing cold calling for a stockbroker, kind of old school stuff for a while, but did also a internship for getting my securities license and my insurance license. And then I was working in banking at the time and started working mainly with an insurance company that also did investments before I kind of broke out on my own. And, so that's kind of the path I chose to get in here, or it chose me, I guess. Right.
Right.
It was more, I don't know if I was quite the Alex P. Keaton kind of character from Family Ties, but kind of somewhat
kind of like it. Yeah.
I did like to, have a lot of that stuff figured out. And I was also always good at kind of solving puzzles or figuring out different ways to do certain things. So, with financial, planning, financial advising, really, it is, if you think about it, there's lots of different paths, lots of different ways to kind of achieve similar results, but which one's the most optimum. And that's kind of the stuff I like to always figure out. And that's kind of what got me into here.
Yeah. Now you've kind of phased in, I don't know if I should say phased into, but fallen into the areas of helping retirees. So that's a huge puzzle to figure out for each individual, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's probably the bigger one, really, for a lot of people. That's the most complicated. Having your money, just put it away and, save it, let it grow. There's things you can be doing along the way, but it's not as complicated, correct? So the really complication is, how do you now have all these, different types of accounts? Which one do you take first? How do you take it? How much can you take? How's it going to last? And what's the tax ramifications? All those kinds of issues. That's really what, I like to do, because of there's a lot less people in that space, a lot less people actually understand it. And, it's one where I can really excel and show people, hey, these are some different options you could do it, but here's probably the best way for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, talk a little bit about Heckman Financial. How many people are in your office?
Yeah, well, right now we've got, now you had to make me think. So we got, we've got seven on the team here. We've got a full-time tax person who, does tax returns for our clients and, in off tax seasons helping do an analysis with Roth conversions, mm-hmm. other, types of stuff, because there's everything about retirement is tax related.
Right.
And so that's one big thing. And then of course we've got just, the team doing the planning, team doing the, the applications and getting all the accounts up and running. And then we do just a lot of client service stuff. We do fun client events. We usually do a Galentine's thing around Valentine's Day for the ladies. We do summertime kind of company picnic thing with all of our clients. So there's a couple of standard events that we always do every year, but then, we do some educational ones along the way. And of course, anytime there's a tax law change or anything like that. So we do a lot of events for existing clients and, really to try to keep them informed, try to make sure they're, knowing what's going on and also have a little bit of fun while you're at it. Right.
So,
you got to keep it interesting.
I love that it's a family atmosphere because I've seen pictures and events that you guys have held where everybody comes and then they can even bring friends and you have, just really good time together. And then also, like you said, you have these educational events and you hold a lot of those throughout the year. So talk about how people could find out about those and sign up for those.
Yeah, well, so there's always different events going on. We'll either be doing, some talks, sometimes at dinner places, sometimes more educational settings. And so, we've always got those going on. Usually we have some on-demand webinars. Those are always up and running and on certain topics. And that's a good way just to, just to get a little bit more data, a little bit more information and, really kind of understand a little bit more. Yeah, you may not get it all right. You may not want to learn it all, but at least you know what you should start to know or what to ask about, right? And so, one of the things we've done is we've got a list of those at wealthcreatorradio.com. And so, you'll go there. You can click on the link there to see all the latest and greatest events that we have. And like I said, there's always some webinars up and running. You can click on those anytime you want. And again, that's wealthcreatorradio.com. And, if you want it even easier, all you have to do is text RSVP to 800-454-1184. That'll send you the list of the events that we have coming up or the link, to find those. So again, super easy way to do it is just text the word RSVP to 800-454-1184.
We thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Now, Eric, tell us how you teach your own boys. You have three boys, almost all grown, but how are you teaching them about finances and when did you start?
Yeah, well, probably didn't start as good as we should have early on, but we tried some. We did do some little things here and there and mm-hmm. stuff, but I mean, one of the things that we did is, really they always wanted to get, have some jobs now. They didn't work quite as much as me, but they did do like seasonal jobs. Like they all worked at the ice rink downtown when, the outdoor ice rink. So, there were certain things they liked to work at scout camp and other stuff like that. So, so that was one way to at least have some of their own money and, that they can do. But, I think one of the bigger things that we did was really when they went to college, it's like, okay, well, if you're in the dorms or an apartment, we'll give you some money, for basic food type stuff or meal plan, but we didn't give them any spending money.
So if you want
spending money, get a job, uh-huh. right? And do something and then you can, get your spending money that way. And they did, they got some part-time jobs, just enough to pay for movies, pay for, the fun stuff that you want to do. Right. Mm-hmm. But now that they're, especially with my oldest who's out on his own now type of thing, it's all about funding Roth, make sure you start putting some money in Roth, make sure you also have some money in savings, build up some savings. Don't just put it all away for, when you're 59 and a half, which is way too long for somebody who's in their 20s. Right?
Right, exactly.
And so, you want to have that safety money. You want to have some of that backup money so you don't go on credit cards, but you also need to put everything in the Roth. So that way it's not going to be in the government's hands down the road. And, that's one of the big things that we look at when we're meeting with people is we go through that whole process and we teach them all these different things. So, one of the things is just getting that information, getting that data, you know, again, that's one of the, I think, one of the most critical things that people can do. And so we set up this digital toolbox for people, and it's got all sorts of great things like, are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? Copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. All that you can find by just texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Not done yet. Still so much more to cover, so stick around for more.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hello, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we are so happy you joined us today. When you plan for retirement, you probably need to consider all the risks that your money may face, because if you don't take steps to help preserve that money from risk, then your whole retirement plan can be at risk. So let's get into that. Eric, what are some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income? You've seen it all over the years.
Oh, certainly. One's longevity. That one always reminds me of a guy who I met when I was, I don't know, probably pretty early on in my career, but he had told me he turned on Social Security at 62 because his CDs were all paying 8%. And you can tell what happened to his CDs, right?
Once they hit,
well, I think when we met, they were down to 4 before they went down to, you know, 1 and 2, right?
Mm,
and now they've, of course, come back, but I don't think he's still probably around because he was in his 70s or 80s,
older,
30 years ago. So,
right.
So that's one risk is, you know, how long is that money going to last? Obviously, diversification. Yeah, we all know about that, you know, not having all your eggs in one basket. But sometimes you work for a company and it looks great. It's doing great. And sometimes it goes for a long time. But sometimes those companies also flip the other direction, right? And that stock tanks out. And, you know, and then, of course, taxes are always a you know, drawdown on your retirement. And, you know, lots of times it's just simply not being prepared, not having a plan, not knowing what's going on, you know, not realizing stuff until tax time, which, of course, is kind of silly because then it's too late.
That's all looking back.
Right. So you have to be looking forward to make sure that you have a plan that's really, you know, concrete, that's going to work. And you can't just kind of play by ear because that's very dangerous.
Exactly. Being unprepared. And that's why we do this show, to help people understand what they need to prepare for. One of the biggest fears we know that Americans have about retiring is running out of money while in retirement. So people are always like, you know, can I call it quits at work? Have I saved enough and all that? So I want you to talk about why so many people are worried about outliving their savings.
It should be something that you should be concerned about, right? Because, you don't know how long you're going to be around. And now people, what used to kill you, now you just take a pill. And you might be, there for 3 or 4 decades, right? Retired. And that's a long time for that money to last. And, I had a client, Beth, she'd come in and she'd been retired for now, I think, probably about 10 years. And her big thing was she's always worried about, should I go get the Costco shopping cart? Because if you get a shopping cart, you want the big one.
Because you're going to buy a lot. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
No. For her to live with, to push around her stuff, because she's always worried she's going to run out of money and be on the streets. And
oh my goodness.
And it's actually, been a thing that's popped up in surveys, is people worried about just, living on the streets because they run out of money. And her expenses, she even said, have almost doubled since she retired. And she's not doing extravagant, crazy stuff. It's just, things get more expensive. So, I mean, luckily, her money's been holding pretty well. And, she actually had even done some math on her own. And she, we hadn't dropped very much from when we first retired. And so it is good to to be looking backward like that. But the better part is it was really good that she had a plan to make sure that money lasts. And a lot of the stuff that we had set up for her is now on lifetime payouts. So okay. That was the other part too, is some of these stuff's guaranteed to last for as long as she does. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I kept having to reassure her. Nope. You don't need to go figure out which shopping carts get the best wheels and stuff. So you're fine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, wonderful. You were able to kind of talk her down, calm her down. Yeah. You know, we always talk about Fidelity telling us that a 65-year-old couple is going to spend about $315,000 on healthcare in retirement, and it does not include long-term care. So I know healthcare is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth. How do you help your retirees prepare for those costs in retirement?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously not much you can do about it. It's just going to happen. But, you can do some stuff ahead of time. If you had like a health savings account while you're working, before you're retired, you know, that money you can keep in retirement. But beyond that, you just have to budget it. I mean, it has to be in part of that gap that you have, you budget some money for a fund, right, for vacations and stuff. You got to budget money for, the less fun stuff, right? all the healthcare items. And, that you need to have that included, because it is going to be something that's going to always be there. It's going to probably never get cheaper, right? We need to have that, accounted for. So when we're building out the income plan, we're looking at that fund, the healthcare, just healthcare premiums, all those things. And then running that all out with inflation and making sure that money's going to last for as long as you're going to last, and with taxes and everything included. And then you can figure out where your investments should be. You can look at the tax ramifications. How can we lower taxes over the rest of our lifetime? Obviously these healthcare issues, and then also legacy. Who's going to get your stuff after you're gone? How do you avoid fees and costs and probate fees and lawyer fees? So, that's the five areas we always look at. When we first talk with somebody, we just look at their situation, and usually we'll have a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to find out what's going on, what their concerns are. And then from there, if it makes sense, we'll build that blueprint. Right now we're waiving that blueprint fee of up to $1,500. So we're just going to help people do that, because I'm on a mission to help 1,001 people retire by 2031. So we don't mind putting some of our hours behind it and telling you what's going on. But, then, of course, at the end of that second meet, that's when you can decide if you want to work with us or not. So, again, it's a great process. If you want to set up a time to talk, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. That's what Eric wants to do, is help you create wealth for your retirement. So we're so happy that you joined us today. And we are talking about the risks in retirement. Another risk is inflation, right? I mean, it just happens. I look back to when I was a kid, and I, of course, remember what candy and stuff like that costs. But then, of course, as I've raised my kids and now, done grocery shopping, I certainly understand when milk gets so expensive. So it's something that we're going to see. You would say that's another risk, right, that we need to consider in retirement, inflation?
Yeah, well, like I said with Beth, she was saying how her costs have doubled in 10 years. And, that's sadly fairly typical. I mean, things definitely go up, and a lot of things you didn't necessarily plan for too. So, it's just something where you have to have every income plan has to have an increasing amount for inflation. You can't just, just like regular life, right? Can you imagine trying to live on your salary that you had 30 years ago today? Probably not, right? So same difference here. You have to make sure that money's increasing all the time, and that has to be part of that plan.
Very, very good. So the other thing, tax planning, we were just saying, when you get your taxes done, you're looking back on the year. So that lack of tax planning, if you're not doing what we're talking about, having strategies, that can really impact a retirement too. And that's another risk.
Yeah. So when you first retire, there's kind of a couple phases. So the first one is, lots of times people will retire and they haven't turned on Social Security, and maybe they're living off of savings or stocks that they'd sold or other things for that first year. And so their taxes could be very low that year. Well, that might be a great year to do to some tax planning, right? And do some Roth conversions. That next, you know, after that, that next phase is when you have Social Security turned on. Well, now you've got a baseline of income that's going to be coming in. And then, of course, down the road at either 73 or 75, that's when you have required minimum distributions where you have to be taking money out of those retirement accounts. And that's going to be definitely your higher brackets. So depending on how you're going to structure that, you can do a lot of tax planning. But you need to have a financial advisor who knows taxes, who knows what they're doing in taxes there. We want to have you pay the least tax over your lifetime, not for 1 year. And big difference between the two. So yeah, taxes, you can pick your own taxes in retirement. It sounds like a weird thing, but depending on which bucket you take money from, that's going to dictate how that tax bill is going to look like. And you know, and that's one of the things that I think is probably most shocking to a lot of my clients who have retired is how complicated retiring becomes because they thought, like taxes before you when you're working is just, where's your W-2 and, all your other stuff. But it was pretty easy. Now it's like, well, hold on, if I take money from here, this is what happens. If I take money from here, then this happens. And so sometimes, you can structure it right where you don't pay tax on your Social Security for maybe a year or two. And, but it takes planning ahead of time. So yeah, that one, you really need to figure out, either December or January for that year, how you're going to take the money out. I mean, December for the following year or January for that same year. And, you can't do this in looking backward because, it caused a tax hit, right?
So it's too late. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late. So that's one of the biggest things that I think people really need to know is how they can lower their taxes again over their lifetime, not just 1 year. So, we've got a lot of great info set up at our digital toolbox, and you can figure out how to pay less. And, are you paying too much taxes in retirement? It's one of the downloads that you can get real quick. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And outliving our savings is a big concern, but can that risk cause you to underspend in retirement? Eric explains that when we come back. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, we're so glad to have you here with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. We're outlining the different risks to your retirement income. So I'm sure you're finding this very interesting. Outliving your savings is a big concern for all of us. But if you're so worried about outliving your savings, can that cause you to underspend in retirement, Eric?
Wow, this seems like it shouldn't be a big issue, but it's a monster issue. I cannot believe how many people that I have that don't do stuff. And you kind of go, you've got the money.
Why?
Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had one couple that she was part Native American and she started getting all this money from this tribe casino thing. And I mean, big money, like sometimes up to six figures a year. It was kind of crazy. And as her husband would joke, he married her for the money. It just took 40 years to show up. But but they had a wall heater for their entire house. They didn't even have forced air and then the summer they didn't have AC. It's like the amount of money that was going to cost them was going to be like 3 or 4 weeks of her money that she got from the tribe. Go ahead, spend it. That's what it's there for, right? You're building up too much. And I've seen that over and over. I had one client that she inherited her mom's house. And I mean, it was right when real estate was super going crazy. And her and her sister got, both seven figures out of this house that when her mom sold it, after she passed away. But her mom didn't want to do anything. They kept bugging her mom about doing these trips. And then she got too old and couldn't do these trips. And, it really frustrated her because she's like, she left us all this money, which is great, but she didn't do the stuff she wanted to do. So, sometimes it is really hard for people, believe it or not, to actually spend money. It seems like a weird thing.
I know,
until they understand it, or they just need to go, somebody needs to, yeah, I try to give them permission, go have fun, go do it. But it is weirder issue than you think it would be, because you think it's easy to tell somebody to spend money, but mm-hmm. no, it's actually sometimes the hardest.
Right. And that's what you do as you help them create that spending plan. You show them, yeah, you're good. You know, like you said, you know, spend confidently.
Yeah. I mean, because the nice thing is when we're meeting with them and, you know, checking back in, if all the monies are going up and their, you know, amount of money lasts even longer, it's like, what are you going to go do some fun? Are you going to go do these things? Because, I mean, I had one client who kept wanting to work, and he worked all the way till 70. I mean, he had enough money, but then by the time he retired, he had a bunch of leg issues that he was working with, and he couldn't do some of these trips that he wanted to do anymore because he waited so long. Mm. And so, you know, the other thing too is health, it will change, right, for all of us over time. And so that's the other problem, is sometimes people want to wait to do these things later. Well, once they feel confident enough about their money lasting, now, you know, they're too, you know, physically they're not able to do the stuff that they wanted to do. So yeah, it is a weird thing, but that's why the income plan that we develop, you know, as part of the blueprint, we can show you that, yeah, no, you're gonna be fine. So go ahead, have some fun in there. And, you know, also just having a dollar figure to it too. You know, a lot of times I like to call it a fun fund. So, you know, if you gonna spend whatever it is, 10, 15, 20,000 a year on a big trip or something, let's have it accounted for. Let's have it in the budget. You know, have that number in there, and then you know you're supposed to go do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that's for. I love it. Should people be invested differently in retirement because they are afraid to lose any money, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other big problem, is people have been going one direction for, you know, 30, 40 years, right? They've been just putting money away. And all you cared about was grow. But now, no, that money has to come out. That money, you can't just say, oh, I'm not retired this month. You know, that's just not how it works, right? Or I don't need to pay my bills this month. I'll wait for the market to come back. No, you cannot wait for the market to come back in retirement. You got to have that money. So that's why I specialize really only in people that are, you know, late 50s, early 60s, doing that shift into retirement, because now we're having to restructure stuff. We're having to slowly move that stuff into the right allocation. And that right allocation has to include non-market stuff. So everything in your 401k is either stocks and bonds. That's all markets, all risk. 100% of that money can go down, you know, in any one year. So one of the things we need to do is we need to have some money in foundational assets. So stuff that can't go away. So in those bad years, which about 2 out of every 10 are bad years in the market. And so we know they're going to come. And we need to have a spot to go grab that money so we can pivot in those bad years, take it from the guaranteed sources. In the good years, you take it from the market. And then you want to have about 10 or 20% of your money in a category kind of in between, which I like to call steady income money. And steady income money is stuff that's usually less volatile assets, stuff that pays really good dividends, anywhere from, you know, about 6 to 10%, ideally monthly or quarterly. And so that one's always giving you cash flow. So there's always some money coming in, because again, you need to take money out every month, not just some months, but every month. So yeah. So if you've got that, then you're prepared. You know, it's just like, you know, my boys were all in scouts. I was a scout, but scout motto is be prepared. We need to be prepared for all those good years, bad years, and in between years. And so, yeah, you have that market money, but you need to have steady income money. And you certainly have to have some foundational money. And if you don't set those up right, it's going to be really ugly, you know, in those bad years. You want diversification, not desperation in terms of your retirement, right?
Exactly.
And so one of the things that we've set up is a lot of great tools in our digital toolbox. We've got stuff like, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? The Social Security decision. These are really super quick reads, not jargony stuff, just stuff that give you some great info. And then you can either get a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, or even set a time to talk. So You know, if you want to get a hold of all that great data, it's super easy. All you do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, this is what Eric does. You know, he helps people retire well every day. That's his goal for you. 30 years and counting. And Eric's system is working very, very well, helping retirees every day. So make sure you put that phone number in your phone, have it near you so you can text him and get this toolkit complimentary. And thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So, Eric, here's a question for you. What if someone is not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? What are some other options for them?
Yeah, no, there are some great options, especially now. I mean, there's been, you know, so many more better designed products that are for people that don't want to have a ton of risk, right? They want to make sure that, hey, you know, that making that 1 or 2% more compared to losing 10 or 20%, I just can't handle it, right? Mm-hmm. I want the kiddie roller coaster. I don't want the ones that flips and trip, you know, does corkscrews and all that stuff. I can't handle it. And so, no, there are a lot of great options out there. These are tools that often the principal's guaranteed, but they pay a rate based on the stock market indexes. So when those indexes go up, it's kind of like going upstairs. You go up and you keep going up each year. But if there's a down year, it's just flat. It's like going on a landing on a staircase. You just walk over sideways and then you take off, you know, from there. So those accounts can be really good because of, you know, their principal's protected, but you're also going to earn, you know, on average, some pretty good interest rates. So there's a lot of things out there, a lot more than just those tools. But yeah, that's where talking with somebody like us can really help you out. I had somebody from the radio call me up, Dennis, and you know, he hadn't saved enough in early in retirement. He didn't always have great employment. So now he's in his 50s. He's kind of, you know, all in, you know, trying to shovel all that money into retirement, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, he's been doing that and being able to fund that and catch up. But we were able to figure out that, you know, okay, yeah, he's on a pretty good track for retirement as long as he keeps doing this. But, you know, that's why you want to have that income plan, that discussion, and figure out are you on the right path or not. So again, we've got a lot of great things in the toolbox. You can set up a time talk, you can get a copy of our book, but lots of great quick downloads. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Don't go away. You're listening to Eric Heckman.
Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step, get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric does this show every week because he wants to help you answer questions that you have about retirement. And speaking of that, today we're going to get into our Wealth Creator mailbag and bring some of these common retirement questions to the airwaves. All right, Eric, you ready for me to hit you with some questions?
Yep, let's go for it.
Okay, all right, here's the first one. It's not really me, but it's a listener. Terry says, I worked at the same company for 25 years, and I had a 401k there, but they had a big merger, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. Do you have any tips?
I hope you didn't just lose the account. That's pretty bad.
I hope not, right? It better be out there somewhere.
Yeah. So usually just calling the custodian, which is, you know, the company that was running it. So, you know, Empower, Fidelity, Vanguard, you know, any of those big companies. You know, and just talking to that 800 number is the best thing to do. And, you know, one of the things we do quite often with people to help them out is we'll actually have somebody from my team the Wealth Creator team here just, you know, jump on the call with you and actually call and ask any of those questions that you need to, because it is a little jargony, you know, when you're talking to those guys. And you know, then what you can do is see what kind of options you have. Typically, when you leave a company, it's usually best to roll it to an IRA. Individual retirement accounts, you know, it's a tax-free rollover. And by doing that, then you've got the whole world of investments pretty much open to you. When it's a 401k, it's whatever those 20 or 30 funds that they have, and that's the only option you have. Everything is pretty much at risk, except for maybe if they have a money market or something like that. So if you want something that's guaranteed or you want some steady income stuff, those are things that you cannot get inside a 401k. So yeah, it's usually best to roll that to an IRA.
Here's another question from Craig. Craig says, I've done a pretty good job keeping track of my budget and my finances my entire adult life. My question is, why is it so important to have someone else do this for me in retirement?
Well, you know, I mean, some people, they can do these themselves and run themselves. The hard part is you've been going one direction your whole life, which is save, save, save. And oh my gosh, every time I mention this to people, and it's funny, I've had people come back, you know, several months later, go, oh my gosh, you're so right. I had a client that retired from PG&E, and he's like, wow, when you said how freaky it is to withdraw money, you know, you were just, yeah, you're hands down nailed it there. Because, yeah, normally, if you think about 30, 40 years, just put away, put away, put away. And then also now you have to take money back out. Well, now everything changes. The math changes because it's now very critical of when you take money out, how you take money out. You can design your own tax bill because if you've got all these different buckets of money, you have different tax ramifications. So if you don't know how to look at all that or how to do that, or if you're working with some advisor that doesn't do anything with taxes, it's going to be very hard to get a good correct answer to all that. So, you know, sometimes we've had some clients that come in here and they want to run their own stuff, but they don't have access to some of the institutional products that we have. They don't have access to some of the foundational products that we have. So, you know, those are the big things. And then also there's, you know, your budget kind of changes. Your spending habits change when you've got 7 days a weekend instead of two.
Yeah.
You got a lot more time to have fun. You got a lot more time to play and go on those trips. And lots of times people don't really quite do the math on that very well. And so they end up being a lot more expensive than they think. So, you know, so one of the things that we can do is help people stay on track by just reviewing that every year and seeing, are you still in the right spots? You know, where should you be taking money out for this year for tax purposes and everything else? So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do around your house on your own. You know, I've done a lot of stuff on home improvement, and, you know, I don't mind usually doing like a normal electrical outlet, but if I need to put in a 220 outlet or something like that, no, I'm not going to do that.
Because, exactly.
You know, that exceeds my expertise. So again, that, you know, it might be because, you know, some of the stuff might exceed your expertise, and that's why you want to go off and talk to somebody. So, you know, we've actually got some great reports that we've put together, how to make your money last as long as you do, Social Security Dilemma, how to empower women investors, even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk to us is all set up in our toolbox, and you can get that free. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I just want to remind you, Eric is founder at Heckman Financial. They're located in Silicon Valley here. They've been helping people retire for the past 30 years. And Eric, you've said, you know, your system is working very well because you help people retire. You learn and you can guide them as well. So definitely take advantage of this. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's another question for you as we pull out some mailbag emails. This is Michelle. She says, my dad has always been a worrier, but now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over every little thing, especially since he's constantly on social media. There's always a big scary headline that he's sharing with everyone, and I don't think this is healthy. Is there anything you can share with me on how I can talk to him about the financial news that seems to be scaring him all the time?
Yeah, well, I see this way too often. I mean, especially when somebody first retires, they have more time to watch the news, and then they hear all these bad headlines. And then, of course, the social media, it's designed to get your eyeballs. It's literally you know, they make money off of how long you're staring at that screen. So once you like something, it'll keep sending you more of that. So if it's something bad that you click on, it'll just keep getting more of the same bad stuff over and over. And it is quite scary. I mean, I have some crazy stuff that people come up with, you know, that, oh, you know, the banking system's collapsing on, you know, whatever, September 28th. I mean, it's always usually like a day. I mean, literally, I've had this, like, probably the last 10 years, I've had, I don't know, 5 or 6 different dates of when things are going around, you know, going down. And then, of course, it never happens. And, you know,
then
I don't know. I don't know what happens to those websites.
Yeah.
You know, the dollar's going away. You have to put everything in gold, or, you know, all these silly stuff that's just meant to scare people. And then, of course, you click on this and then, you know, they'll sell your data or they'll sell you some sort of thing. And so that's one thing, is just turn a lot of that junk off.
You know, stay away. Yeah.
That's one thing. But the other thing, which we've been doing much, much more now with a lot of my clients, is actually having their grown children actually in on the meetings. I mean, with Zoom, we can easily do that if they're not local, I think it is something that you have to watch out for. And, because there's been some, I had a client get scammed by, you know, somebody that talked him in out of like about $15,000 or something.
No.
And, you know, it had nothing to do with our account, so we never saw it. But,
right.
And it's one of those things where, yeah, you have to kind of watch out. I think more and more you definitely need to be talking to your parents more about their finances and just checking in with them. Because sometimes as people get older, they're not really as adept. And then, of course, with a lot of the social media stuff, I mean, a lot of those phishing attempts on emails and other things, I mean, geez, some of those things look really, really good. And mm-hmm. if you're not careful, you're going to click on something and then, they might get a lot of your data and other things. So, definitely listen to less of that scare tactic news and try to get off some of that stuff. But also be involved with your parents. I mean, if they're in their 70s and 80s, you need to be checking in with them on their finances. There's just, it's not something that you should ask them. Just say, hey, I just want to make sure everything's okay. You know, is there anything I can help you just to, you know, to be there for you? Mm-hmm. And especially if there's only one of them, because that's obviously what it's even worse, right?
Yes.
Because they don't have anybody else to bounce off this idea. And yeah, so definitely be careful out there.
Very good advice. Very good advice. Here, I think I have time for one more. This is from Will, and he says, what is your best advice for someone who is 10 years away from retirement and doesn't want to make any big financial mistakes?
Wow, that is the time when you need to start doing your plan for real. That's what lots of times we'll call the financial red zone, kind of like what they do with football and stuff, right? That's the critical time frame where, you got to start taking that planning serious if you want to be 10 years instead of 15 or 20, right? So, we know that every decade there's 2 or 3 bad years usually in the market. We know about every, third decade is bad in the stock market, where every other two are usually pretty decent. So again, which decade is it? Which year is it? All those fun things. That's why you need to start having some, foundational money. You need to start having moving some money to steady income and not have it all in the market. And if it's all in your 401k, it's all in the market. So, how do we get stuff that's besides stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs? How can we have some stuff that's locked in, some stuff that's guaranteed, and know that you're on track? And, if you do that planning now, I mean, 10 years is the ideal time to be really doing that, then, you're going to be able to be very successful in retirement, really. But, if you wait till my retirement's next year, or last week, it can be really ugly, because what if that year's a bad year and you have everything in the market? Then what do? You go out and get a job? Whatever, right? So, again, if you want to get some resources that can really help you out. And, again, stuff like, will my money last as long as I do? Social Security planning, my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even Set a Time to Talk. All you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't go away. Wealth Creator Radio will be right back with Eric Heckman.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and I often discuss challenges and risks that happen in retirement. So, Eric, I think it's time for you to give us an example of something that has happened, someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles. We call it a financial fail. So what do you have for us today, Eric?
This is, we'll call her Beth, but yeah, she was had some health issues and she was a nurse and she could have had a lifetime pension, but she wanted just to take the lump sum distribution because she figured with her health, it wouldn't last as long and, you know, be a smarter decision. And so we set up a way to have her have an income for life for part of the money and then have, you know, a pot of the money that would also be available if she needed it. And then, of course, one of her daughters needed help, so she wanted to help her. And then another daughter needed help. She kept helping her, and she kept helping them, and kept helping them.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, after about four or five times saying that you're taking out too much, we almost basically stopped even having to tell her that because she was just death to the to the consequences or whatever you want to call it. But basically, she's spent down one account and then had to raid the account that was going to pay the lifetime income before we were going to turn it on. And it was just something that was pretty much a mess. And, you know, I've seen that with a lot of clients where they think that they're helping the next generation by using up all their money, but no, you're not. You know, they're younger. They can still struggle. They can still figure out a way to save. They can figure out a way to move to a cheaper area or do something different, right? There's always a solution long term. But there is no more time when you're in retirement. If you're retired and you're spending down assets too fast, you can't come back from that. So that's what we try to do every year with our clients when we're doing those progress meetings and we're going through to see how things are going and making sure things are all on track. But, you know, we had another case where a couple, they told us when they retired 3 years earlier that they're going to spend $9,000 a month in retirement. And when they did the math on how much they're withdrawing out of their bank accounts, it was 15. You know, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a lot more. And we showed that they were going to be running out of money in about 10 years at that clip. And you have to be having somebody there to help you, to tell you these things. Lots of times from an external viewpoint is a lot better because lots of times you just don't see it and you're blind to it. So I would say one of the things that people want to get is get a lot of data, get a lot of education, really know what's going out there. And so one of the things we set up is all this great resources on the digital toolbox where will your money last as long as you? Are you paying too much in taxes? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a time to set up, even a link to set up a time to talk with me. So all that is at the digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or go online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties disclosing or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.